We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A two-time NBA champion, broadcaster with the Lakers for TWC Sportsnet. You can hear Thompson and Trudell on ESPN Radio down in Los Angeles. He is Clay's papa. Michael Thompson appearing on the Dial Pad guest line here with Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Michael, pleasure to have you on again, man. How are you?
I'm a little confused. You guys, except for the Rat. Rattle never confuses me because I don't want to go against his argument because I'm scared of him. But the Rat, you two guys, did I just hear you two guys complaining about Garoppolo or something about the 49ers and they're 5-0 and yet you guys are still trying to find fault from it? Or did I get that wrong?
No. We are going deeper than just a record, nuanced, very, look.
Not complaining at all.
Not complaining, but just looking, where can we improve? Can things even get better? We're trying to win a Super Bowl out here, Michael.
You're 5-0. Quit complaining. Jeez.
You're absolutely right. You don't have to make another argument. With crystalline perfection, you have established why these two guys are delusional.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
I got your back 7%, buddy.
Yeah, I had to set you guys straight on that. Let me set you straight on the second thing you just introduced me as a two-time champion. I must correct you, sir. I am a 7-time champion.
Yes. How's that?
Because I want 2 as a player, 2 as an announcer, and then 3 as a dad.
Nice. That's very good. With the ability to win championships growing exponentially in the Thompson family.
I was about to ask, how did you get 3 rings as a father? But then I remember that teams now give rings to everybody. I assume you got 3 rings, right?
Yeah, they give them out to the you got to pay for them, but they do offer them for family members too.
Well, there. So okay, then 7 it is.
Clay picks up that tab, right?
Exactly, and I'm probably going to get another one this year, either from the Warriors when they get back to full health, or from the number one seed right now, my Lakers.
Michael Thompson, let's talk a little bit about this Warriors and Lakers tilt that we're going to see tonight, because obviously Warriors are shorthanded due to rest, due to injury already. No one wants to see anyone who's important get hurt along the way here in the preseason. We just devalued the NFL's preseason massively. What do you think of the NBA preseason as it's being used right now? What do you think of facing a team 4 times in a preseason?
Yeah, it's a little excessive. It's a little overkill. I think as a veteran, the older you get in this game, you only need really 2 preseason games to get ready. I know they schedule 6. Some teams do 5. But you really only need 2. And you can't, I think veterans need to get out there just to get their timing and game conditioning down for a couple of games. And that's fine, but you can't put these guys in bubble wrap. These guys are superhuman. They're not like you and me. We get a headache. We're out for a week. These guys are so strong and so physically gifted.
They're more like you than any of us.
Exactly. So, but you're right. I think the 6 preseason games might be a tad too much. 2 or 3 at the most is all you need. Now let's hit the floor running.
That said, which 2 games do the veterans need? Are they the last 2, or does it matter which ones they play?
It doesn't matter which ones they play. Usually you want to try the first one to see how you feel, and you might sit out a couple, and then maybe like the last game I heard that Steve Kerr is going to play Steph and Draymond and D'Angelo Russell like 30 or 35 minutes just to get them ready for opening night. So that's a good way to do it.
Who do you, Michael Thompson, believe is the Lakers' 4th best player this season?
That's a great question. Obviously, we know who the top 3 are when you throw Kuzma in there.
Yep.
4th guy, boy, that's a great – I guess that remains to be seen. These guys have to audition for it or play for it. Like they shoot for it on the court, on the playground. But I guess the candidates will be Danny Green, 2-time NBA champion now, even though last year broke our heart. Avery Bradley, if he's fully healthy, can get back to being that defensive demon and a good spot-up shooter that he was. So – I think those 2 guys might come down as the 4th or 5th best player. And don't forget about our boy JaVale McGee, who's playing great these last 2 years for the Lakers.
7-time NBA champion Michael Thompson here on 95.7 The Game. Do we get that count right now?
I like that. That sounds way better.
So as the Warriors try to assimilate Curry and D'Angelo Russell, do you look at a match made well, or is this going to take more work than we want to say it is?
Oh, no, these guys will click right away. Steve Kerr is such a good coach, a good players coach. He knows how to connect with these guys. D'Angelo Russell has a lot of ability, and he enjoys passing the ball. Even though he's a good shooter, he's a willing passer, and he's going to love teaming up with Steph Curry. So I think that's a perfect match that these two guys are going to be. They're just going to be fine right from the start.
How do you assess the rest of the upper tier of the West? By that, I mean 2 through 8, if, in fact, you have the Lakers winning it all.
Top four.
Who are the teams that, A, have the best chance of sneaking through to a final, and, B, would be the hardest outs for the Lakers or Clippers?
The four teams that have a chance, given everybody's healthy, to get to the finals will be the Lakers, Clippers, Denver, and Utah. Utah has improved a lot with the addition of Mike Conley. Denver got a taste of it last year. They're very deep and young, and now they know what it's all about. So I think that's the top four. Houston, Portland, they'll be a tough out for anybody. Portland will be a tough out because of that great backcourt they have. So, but the West is going to be, and the Warriors are going to be a tough out, of course, when Klay gets back and the Warriors are fully healthy and everything's functioning properly. So those three teams, I think the Warriors, the Blazers, and the Rockets are going to be the toughest out.
Speaking of your son, the purveyor of rings, when is the target date in your head that he will A, be back, and B, be the son you're used to seeing?
Well, I'm hoping sometime, in March. There's no definitive date, but that'll be 9 months from the surgery or from the injury. As long as he's dedicated and determined in his rehab. He's got a great physical therapy staff up there to put him through the drills. He'll know before March, sometime in February or January, how he's feeling going through all the basketball drills. So I'm hoping he can get back by March. If he has to sit out a year, then so be it. He'll know how he feels. The Warriors will know how he feels when it's that time to make that decision. But I'm hoping he'll be back in sometime in March and get ready. Have a couple of weeks under his belt to get ready for the playoffs.
Michael, as Klay rebuilds himself physically, how's he holding up mentally?
Oh, it's tough. I told him it was going to be tough, man. Now that things have kicked off, the guys are playing. He's an ultimate competitor. He wants to play. He has so much fun playing for the Warriors and being around the game that he loves. And I told him it's going to be a tough mental grind not to get discouraged. So you got to keep yourself busy. I went through this as a player myself. After my rookie year, I broke my leg in the summer. I had to sit out the whole year. So I told him, you've got to find other ways to keep yourself busy, be around the team. I told him, get on the air sometimes with Fitzgerald and Kalena. So call a game sometimes if you got nothing to do. They'll be happy to have you calling the game. Be around the team. Help. Be on the bench and help coach. Try to come up with some other business interests just to keep yourself busy while you go all through all your rehab and your physical therapy. That's what you have to do. You got to keep yourself mentally busy. Otherwise, you'll go crazy because you miss it so much.
Just because you went through that Western Conference top 7 or 8 and didn't mention them, and because you've watched a lot of their new players for the last few years, what do you make of what New Orleans put together this offseason with all the former Lakers and, of course, the big number one overall pick?
Well, we're all intrigued by the Pelicans, but they're so young. Are they ready to make that next step? Can Zion Williamson can keep up this pace that he's been on this preseason? They've got some good young talent down there, but they might be a year away. They might need a year just to get more experience, to gel together, and then next year is when they'll make that jump up like the Warriors did when they had a young Steph and Klay and Draymond and the guys.
As a sports talk host in L.A., what's going to be a bigger topic on your next show? The coming NBA season, and that the heart of the NBA feels like it's in L.A. right now with LeBron, AD, Kawhi, and Paul George, or that Jalen Ramsey has been traded to the Rams?
People down here love the Rams. They love the Dodgers, but this is Lakerland down here, buddy. Lakers trump everything. They top any kind of news period down here. And the fact that now Anthony Davis and LeBron James are about to make their debut together, that's where most of the attention is going to be, even though people are still crazy about their Rams and the Jalen Ramsey addition, but it's all about the Lakers this time of year.
If the Lakers are the top heaviest team in basketball, how worried are you about their 10th, 11th, 12th guys?
Yeah, that's just it. You guys are underestimating the bench that Rob Pelinka put together. When you look at that 10th, 11 guys, these guys could play. They're all veterans. They've been there. They're 7, 8, 9 year veterans. So you got Dwight Howard coming off the bench, who understands his role now, just to be a rebounder, defender, pick and roll guy. He's not the face of a franchise anymore, and he's willing to try to reestablish and rejuvenate his career. And you got a deep backcourt, guys who can shoot. We got Quinn Cook, a 2-time champion. So don't underestimate the Lakers' depth. I think they're as deep as any team in the league.
Michael, how awkward was it for you to be a Laker broadcaster in China the last couple of weeks?
Not at all, because I wasn't there. I called the game from a studio here on the monitor. But don't get me wrong, I was in China 5, 6 years ago. Of course, we didn't have the same issues going on. But I wish I was over there. I like being in the mix. China's a beautiful country, very nice people, incredible sights to see. But we decided to just stay here and call the games on the monitor. But, I was intrigued as everybody else about what was going on.
You don't get jet lagged, but you don't get the freaking flyer miles. It's a win-win. Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate you joining us today.
Always good to talk to you guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.